Hey fam,
this is Nkechi, and I'm here to welcome you to another episode of GMD Gents. If you want to take part in the live discussion, feel free to find us on Twitter. We're on there Monday to Thursday, and that's where we live broadcast from, right onto the radio and also eventually here. So if you're enjoying the series, make sure that you like, follow, or subscribe, depending on the platform that you're on. Anyway, episode's about to start. Enjoy.
Corporations, though, in
Texas. Yeah, but that just might be a location office, but that's not their home base.
That's the same base they took, the Senate and Congress, that all the U.S. data would be going to, and they have total control over it. If anybody American wanted to oversee those sites, like they even said it'd be American employees. So I think that's where they're coming from, because you're right, just to be in a whole nother country and try to kind of file a lawsuit, I don't think that would have any claim. But I think they're speaking from their American perspective.
Well, and I want to just make sure I have clarity on this. I see that it says TikTok sues Montana for ban, but Montana can't actually ban people from downloading it. They're just saying they're going to fine TikTok if people within their borders operate on the app. Is that where some of the legal issues coming in?
Yeah, let me read this. Let me read this line, because that's actually what I was looking for in here. I wanted the specificity. It says in Montana, the law signed by Governor Greg Gianforte, sorry if I pronounced that wrong, but Gianforte, was met with criticism from groups, including the American Civil Liberties Union and digital rights advocacy groups, which argue the law impinges. Is that supposed to be infringes? I don't know. It infringes on America's free speech rights. Cybersecurity experts have said implementing the law would be challenging. This is literally what, Jay, this is exactly the first thing that we said when they said this. Like, how are you going to stop it? It's not this just, anyway. There's ways to stop it, but they're not going to do that. The law puts the onus on companies like, I don't like these magical words. The law puts the onus on the companies like Apple and Google, which control app stores, calling for fees up to $10,000 a day against those companies and TikTok if the app is available for download within the state of Montana once it takes effect January 2024. I mean, these people cannot be serious. Jay, is that not the equivalent of when Trump said, yeah, we're going to get Mexico to fund the war, or the wall. They're going to pay for the wall. We're going to get Mexico to pay. Brother, what?
Oh, I see the parallels.
You know what I mean?
And then that's where I think the legal issue does arise, that how are you going to tell Apple and Google they're responsible? Like, we passed the law, but y'all have to enforce it. Like, and then that's when I come into Nick's point of view, because my mom, you know, we're from the country. So she always told me what's good for the goose is good for the gander. So it's hard to separate these things. I mean, even if Montana has the best intentions, you can't then start fining Google and Apple. It's a mess. But I mean, I see what they're trying to do, but if they don't have the actual authority to do it, you can't then put the onus or responsibility on Google and Apple. So it's a mess. It's going to be interesting to see how it all develops.
And then if I'm a Google or Apple, I'm like, man, keep my name out your mouth, because Anna and I, we have a working relationship, and I'll decide how,
like,
I
I'm not about to ban them.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Like, we have something we're doing here. I don't think Apple can just up and say, all right, we're going to just start finding, you know, Chinese companies.
Do you know how much money they would be making off of them? 30% is what they take per transaction, isn't it? So anytime they have a transaction or something like that within your app, isn't it 30% that they get? So people that are running ads, that means they have to kick back 30%. If I'm not mistaken, this might be speculatory, but Apple takes 30%. That was part of the problem with NFTs. That's why NFTs were essentially problematic on Apple, because they wanted 30% of the blockchain profits as well. Not just just because you're not paying in fiat doesn't mean you're not going to kick us back our money. So that means, I mean, in logic and theory, they should be making a friggin' killing off of TikTok, because the reality is, the more they complain about ban TikTok, all they've been doing is giving TikTok free press. Why do you think, have you ever seen, let me ask you guys a question. Let me even push it back. Let's say from 1990 up until now, okay? In the last 30 years of your existence, fam, have any of you ever seen a cigarette ad?
No.
You want to know why? You want to know why?
They said it appealed to children with Camel for sure. I remember that much.
No. I'm not. I'm talking about a commercial, brother. I'm talking about you put it on TV, okay. And I see a commercial on there, and you know what I'm saying? In the last 30, and yet so many people smoke. Why? Because Truth.com does enough. Well, it's not Truth.com anymore. I think another company bought that Truth name or whatever. But don't you guys remember the anti-smoking campaign? That was their marketing. Yeah. That's you know what exactly. I'm saying? That was their marketing, bro. They don't have to run. Yeah. That's it. You open a cigarette company, baby, all you got to do is just be in the gas station. You don't have to do nothing. You don't have to do anything. All they have to do is show, you know, they would show pictures of kids vaping and, oh yeah, she was looking for her vape and her basketball team. They said, you know, everybody come on or we're going to leave you. And she was looking for her vape when they left her. And so in a time of Uber, she's going to call an Uber. What do you mean? She's going to meet him at the meet. You know what I mean? That's what I mean. Like there's already been, so it doesn't matter what they say about TikTok. We're talking about TikTok. They're talking about TikTok. They're having national congress. And you're just telling a whole entire nation of kids that are looking for an excuse to rebel, don't go and do this. And you know what works? Telling a kid not to do something. That's
reverse
what works,
psychology,
fam.
Psychology at its finest.
Oh man, come on. Anyway, listen, any other thoughts on this? Anyone not spoken on it that wants to put some their two cents? If you're in the YouTube chat with us, can you leave some comments? I want to hear what you guys think. Is TikTok serious? They're essentially saying is Montana serious, actually? Montana claimed that they were going to ban TikTok, but what they're actually doing is saying we're going to fine Apple and any other app stores that allow them to be in here, and then we're also going to fine TikTok too. I mean, you can send me all the invoices you want. I'm not paying nothing. You know what I'm saying? What are you going to do? Ban Apple from your state? Get all the Apple stores to close down? Is that what you're going to do? Is that what you're going to do, Montana? I just, this was a whole bunch
I'm
of-
moving I'm moving to Montana.
I'm moving to Montana. Listen.
You know what? And I'm not sure who the governor of Montana is and who's pulling all the strings regarding the TikTok ban. But if this doesn't work right, this is almost like political suicide in a way. Because
exactly,
now you have the tech industry pissed at you, and you have social media platform. Like, you know, like it's just, it has to work or it's political suicide.
And that bears the question, is this really Montana or is this the feds themselves using Montana as kind of like a scapegoat or an experiment? Because to NK's point, like we all know the almighty dollar rules everything. So why would you forfeit 30% of every sale in the name of data mining when TikTok is just the only one we know? Now we're still talking about the same communist China that holds Alibaba, that holds other Chinese apps on the platform as well. So is it a ban on China? Is it just a ban on TikTok because you're mad they have more motion than IG? Like, what's really going on behind the scenes is the real question.
You know what's going on behind the scenes. They ain't getting that Skrilla. They're not making any money. Okay, all the money's going into TikTok and Candy Crush. No one is paying for the county festival. I don't know what they do in Montana. I bet they got an annual festival, though, that you come to see all your classmates. I bet they got one of those. It sounds like that. They got that in Blue Sky. That's what they got. Listen, let's go on to something else
No one's going to that little meeting anymore because you can't use TikTok. I mean, they used to all show up and do TikTok dances. So that's
the one in the town square, right? You see, yeah. No more flash mob for you, Montana. No more flash mob. Listen, let me read off a couple of comments before we move on to the next topic. This has been a great one, man. Jeez. I mean, it's almost like, you know, I know it's a quote unquote bear market. You know, for those of us who've been in the space long enough, there's not really a bear or a bull. It's just, you know, when it's time to wake up and when it's time to go to sleep. You know, it's always 10 a.m. somewhere. Listen, we got some fam in the chat. Shout out. What's up?
I was going to say before you move on.
Yeah, I was going to read a comment. I'm not leaving just yet. Go for it. Okay. Go for it, boo. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are... I don't know what's going on in Montana. That's all. I made the joke. No, I mean, it's really the stuff that's going on.
That
you know,
guys gotten to them. You know,
banning the drag performers. Okay, you know, that's I don't know. I guess a personal choice. But you know, he signed a law saying that sex can only be defined as male or female.
Like who asked?
Two days ago.
Why?
2 days ago.
You know when people are just doing stuff and it's just like, no, babe, we already had this conversation. Let them be. Just go. Mm-mm. But we're not going back to that.
So, I mean, how do you create a law that defines a word in the dictionary. And it can only be defined as one thing. Sex is, the definition of sex is male or female.
Okay, sir, whatever. You know, that's my response to it. Like, okay, sir, you're naked, Nick. Naked Nick. Nick is naked on stage, guys. I mean, not literally. I'm just realizing how that sounds to people on the radio. Not literally. If you're in the YouTube stream, you know, we put on our clothes before we come out. We put on our PTRs. We put on our faces, you know. Nick, that's the other. Listen, this is our NFT right here. And all of a sudden, he lost his PTR, right? As she's talking about. That should be our next NFT. He done left the space, boy. He done left. Nick is tired. He's tired of us. We've been trolling him all day. He's tired of us. He's working off 14 minutes of sleep in the last 4 days. Listen, man. Let me just read off what Hoddle the future. What he says in the YouTube chat. Shout out to you. We love your comments. Feel free to leave them, guys. He says it has implications for all social media platforms. I expect others will file amicus briefs. Oh my gosh, this guy got his this legend right here, our friend here, just passed the bar like a few weeks ago. And he ain't let us just rest on them law terms ever since, boy. If you like, don't open up your dictionary app when you're talking to this legend, man. All right, he goes on to say, Fed.
Hey, Radio Fam. This is Nkechi Kwenu, and I'm just hopping in for a quick commercial break. I really hope you're enjoying what you're hearing so far. To take part in one of our live recordings, you can find me on Twitter. We host Monday to Thursday at 9 a.m. EST. Just search for NKECHIKWENU. Again, that's NKECHIKWENU. As well, don't forget that we come fully stacked with resources. If you want to check out any of these news articles that we talk about, any of these topics, visit thedailydegen.io and search for it. We've got all the information just piling into there daily with over 4 million words stacked so far. And while you're there, make sure you become a member. It's totally free. But wait, there's more. Some of you guys are just discovering us for the first time, but we've actually been hosting these shows for over a year. To get access to our old OG recordings that have evergreen knowledge in them, make sure to visit ofeden.io. That's ofeden.io. If you're already one of our holders, you can use a hoodlum to access it. And if you're not, you can find out information there on how to get it. You can also access previous episodes of Good Morning Degens within that vault as well. If you have no idea what a hoodlum is, well, friend, welcome to Web3. Visit cryptohoodlums.io to find out more. And last, but absolutely positively not least, if you want to hang out with us like in between episodes, make sure you join our Discord. You can actually find that by typing in cryptoworlddiscord.com. That's cryptoworlddiscord.com. Hop in and join us sometime. We've got thousands of members back there already, but there's always room for more. Hope to see you over there.
Talk here, because this is crazy. The NBA legend Shaquille O'Neal is facing another crypto-related lawsuit. Only this time it concerns his own NFT project. Oh gosh, Astrals. Do you guys remember his project? Do you guys remember this? I feel like I faintly remember him releasing an NFT project. But Shaquille O'Neal's been sued. An American basketball legend, Shaquille O'Neal, faces ongoing legal difficulties for his ties to the crypto industry. Although, as related in May 23rd, Hollywood Reporter story, this time the former NBA star is in trouble for promoting his Astros NFT. Investor Daniel Harper filed a proposed Investor Daniel Harper filed a proposed class action in Florida. You see what I tell you guys? All the littest stories come from Florida. I'm telling you. All right, he files his class action in Florida federal court on Tuesday. Harper accuses O'Neal of violating securities laws. Oh, God. How many Twitter spaces do you think this guy stayed in just to hear that term? One. The answer is one. Harper accuses O'Neill of violating securities laws by selling unregistered Astros tokens. He contends that the former NBA star disregarded potential regulatory concerns over the sale of unregistered crypto securities. O'Neill denies any wrongdoing. Last year, O'Neill created his Astros NFT project alongside his music manager, Brian Biotti, and his son, Miles O'Neill. The group has partnered with Solana Labs for the venture. The collection includes 10,000 metaverse ready, in quotations, 3D avatars designed by artist Damien. I'm not doing this. Giamano? I think it's Giamano. Guys, thoughts before we continue? Thoughts on this?
I mean, first of all, that particular NFT was for a charity. And 100% of the proceeds was, although it was Shaquille O'Neal's, the Shaquille O'Neal Foundation, it was still a charity. So why are you just suing him? What about all these other people that are, you know, producing NFTs,
exactly,
and meme coins? They're just after him. And I don't even understand why. I can't understand why any of the celebrities that had anything to do with FTX are being sued. Why is FTX just free to do whatever? Nobody's even talking about Sam anymore.
That's what's crazy. I agree with Moisa. For them to do Shaq like this, it really just sounds like, bring forth the sacrificial lamb.
Do you think he helped himself, though, by hiding in his house? Do you think that that's why they're like, okay, so if he wants to mess around, let's just make sure he finds out? Do you think that this is like a kind of like a little punishment?
I think it might. Well, look, if you don't want to get served, you don't want to get served. Whatever his reasons were, maybe he was trying to get his stuff together and sort out a solicitor that could deal with, because it's more than just a normal suit. It would be great, and I know they're hard to find, even though they say that they're aware, but it would be hard to find a solicitor that would be able to take on that case and understand
all the complexities and the cultures
of crypto, blockchain, and NFTs. So I don't know why. In all honesty, well, I'll save that for, no, I'll just be honest. In all honesty, I think he's being dragged through the mud like he is because his pigments are not the right color to not be pushed out there.
He's too noticeable.
Further.
He's too noticeable.
I'm listen, sorry.
There was something. Because then that's the truth. Like, listen. We've said it before. We said it again. All right. There's certain things that you hear it and you can literally tell what culture did it. Okay. There's certain things that you can do that you know you can get away with. But when it has to do with something like this, when it has to do with things that are contingent on the market staying up, I mean, you really just expose yourself to anything. I do think it's a bit of a reach to go after him for his NFT project that he released. But it does bother me that it says Metaverse Ready right there, because if that was something that he pushed, then, I mean, baby, you better get on Unreal Engine and figure it out. They only take 5%. It's really not that serious. I don't know. I'm in a space now where it's like there's certain buzzwords that was used in this that, you know, it makes my, like, that whole unregistered securities. This is something that is constantly said in Twitter spaces. This is constantly said over and over. Half the people there don't even know what securities are. Okay, just so we're on the same page. Most of the people that you're seeing utilize these terms, a lot of them don't know what it is. The people that really truly understand what securities are people that are either completely immersed in law, either they're lawyers or that's all they live, breathe, and eat. And yes, the latter does exist. Or the people that are so seasoned in the space that we've been around long enough that we know exactly what they mean by securities. What they mean by securities is you in trouble. That's what they mean. You know? So I don't know if this is like a shot in the dark. There's also some other stuff I read in this. It says O'Neill has been in the NFT game since as early as 2021. I'm so tired of people saying as early as. That's 2 years. That's not early. That's 2 years, bro. You can't even get some jobs with only 2 years of experience. But you know what I'm saying? Like, we got to get away from that. O'Neill has been in the NFT game since as early as 2021. He caused a stir when he changed his Twitter profile picture to the Ethereum-based Creator World NFT. The resulting hype led to a remarkable 1,164% surge in sales volume within a 24 hours period. That's the problem. You see that? That's the problem. Nobody's telling you not to market your product, but you got to make sure that you, that everyone is aware, number one, that you are the one that's going to be the beneficiary of it, right? Whether or not it goes to a charity or not. And then on top of that, it's got to be crystal clear. Are you telling me that this man didn't have a Mint page that, that gave the entire details that you just talked about, Moisha? You know what I'm saying? Now, there's still another part to this that's kind of a little bit more quirky. Hence why it says, you know, it mentions our boy Curry right there. But just real quick, you know, there was something that I heard when I was a kid, and it was so insulting at the time. Please don't ever say this to your kid. This is just the dumbest thing you can say to a child, okay? But it was that that I was so conspicuous because I was only black kid there. Like a lot of the times I was the only, if it was like Bible studies and like that, it was just me. There's other minorities, but I was the only black person, you know? So it was always like, you know, you're too conspicuous. You can't misbehave. Cause I remember I would come out, like the school that I went to was also diverse. However, I was the only African kid. I was fresh out of Nigeria. I was the only African kid, you know? And I remember I would come home and be like, why am I always getting in trouble? I don't understand why they pick out me from everybody else. And I remember my guardian at the time was just like, you're too conspicuous. You're conspicuous. They can see you. That's why you're always in trouble, because you're in their purview. As in, there's something about you that stands out, that's different from everybody around you. So if it wasn't the melanin, baby, it would have been his height. He's too big for jail. He needs to just do other things. Like, he's a big guy. He's 7 feet, for goodness sake. Of course they're going to finger you, bro. Let's
be honest. Cell. I mean, I don't even understand.
He's going to have to bend down to enter a cell. Like, I mean, it's crazy.
He won't fit on the cot.
Girl, boo. Girl, God forbid somebody got to sleep on the bottom cot.
Now, I was about to say, that's what happened when you don't have the complexion for protection, because any other body, they'll be saying how they're rallying behind him and backing a blue, because he's actually a police officer. He's a sheriff, actually.
He's really big.
County in Georgia. So it's like, yeah, where's the camaraderie when it's one of your fellow people like y'all stick up for the rest of them?
Oh, let's talk about camaraderie. Now that you're saying it, let's talk about camaraderie. I don't know, man. Shaq got you. This is why you got to get money and go in the house. Don't get involved in these newfangled, you know, technologies and stuff like that, girl. You know, after a certain amount of money, you don't really have to come and fool with the crypto space. You can just go live your life. Like, if you already got like $500 million, what are you doing here? Go twerk on a yacht in Dubai. Go live your life. So this headline, the next thing, Shaquille seems to be alluding to something. That I think you got to be blind and deaf not to have already thought of yourself. Like, he alludes to Curry playing a part in why he's in trouble, quote unquote.
Hey, my loves, this is Nkechi, and I really hope you enjoyed this episode segment. Our episodes usually run about 2 hours. So if this was part one, make sure to check out part two. And if this was part two, then I'm pretty sure you know what to do. Now, here's the thing. I'm sure you noticed that even though the commercials cut in, the conversation still continued and you had to catch up after the commercials. So, for that reason, unless you are listening on ofeden.io or you're tuning into one of our live segments or you happen to catch us live on the radio, you more than likely may not get the full 2 hours. So to be able to access all of our content in its entirety uninterrupted, check out ofeden.io and also listen to the following information so you know where else to go. To take part in one of our live recordings, you can find me on Twitter. We host Monday to Thursday at 9 a.m. EST. Just search for NKECHIKWENU. Again, that's NKECHIKWENU. As well, don't forget that we come fully stacked with resources. If you want to check out any of these news articles that we talk about, any of these topics, visit thedailydegen.io and search for it. We've got all the information just piling into there daily with over 4 million words stacked so far. And while you're there, make sure you become a member. It's totally free. But wait, there's more. Some of you guys are just discovering us for the first time, but we've actually been hosting these shows for over a year. To get access to our old OG recordings that have evergreen knowledge in them, make sure to visit ofeden.io. That's ofeden.io. If you're already one of our holders, you can use a hoodlum to access it. And if you're not, you can find out information there on how to get it. You can also access previous episodes of Good Morning Degens within that vault as well. If you have no idea what a hoodlum is, well, friend, welcome to Web3. Visit CryptoHoodlums.io to find out more. And last, but absolutely positively not least, if you want to hang out with us like in between episodes, make sure you join our Discord. You can actually find that by typing in CryptoWorldDiscord.com. That's CryptoWorldDiscord.com. Hop in and join us sometime. We've got thousands of members back there already, but there's always room for more. Hope to see you over there. And thanks for tuning in.